The Bible talks about disqualifying ourselves from the race. In fact, it's something that I don't know if I've ever heard anybody talk about, but it's quite serious. A few years ago, I was watching a video of a man that was part of a 20-plus year revival in the United States, Christian revival, and he, as I was watching him, the Holy Spirit to me said to me that he's disqualified. And I want to talk a little bit about what do you have to do to disqualify yourself from a race? You know, you think about in a natural race, you know, let's say it's a 4-kilometer run or a 10-kilometer run, and, you know, it's on a track, you know, and there's all these people racing around the track. What would cause someone to be disqualified? You know, some of the things I can think of right now is, you know, not as cheating, you know. Maybe if someone's in the race and they've taken some sort of drug that enhances your performance, a performance drug, you know, that would disqualify you, if you were found out. Or let's say, that you didn't stay in your lane and, you crossed a little bit over into your competitor's lane. That would disqualify you. Let's say that you lied on your, you know, application to get into that race, and whatever the pre-qualifiers were that you, you know, sort of jumped over the fence or jumped over the gate and joined the race without actually properly registering. That would disqualify you. So now let's compare that to, and, you know, compare it to your walk with Christ. You know, are you someone that, you know, when people are watching, you're one way? You know, you show yourself as very spiritual and knowledgeable and caring and kind. But when you go home, how do you treat your family? How do you treat your children? I was in one man's home, probably about 3 or 4 years ago. And we were just visiting, and his son, who's probably, I don't know how old he was, probably 13 or 14 years old, he came into the room, and, you know, I said to him, I said, do you love your father? That's what came out of my mouth. And his response is, no, he's mean. He's always mean to me. And then his father was like, what? Why would you say that? Come back here. And I knew what this young boy was saying was true. I knew it. It was exposed. And the fellow was a very strict person. He was very strict with his kids. And I don't mean, you know, healthy boundaries. I'm talking about he was very strict. And, you know, all these rules, but there was no love. And I knew what his boy said was true. And so I talked to the man about that, and I said, why do you think he said that? He goes, no, we're very strict. I said, but, you know, if he doesn't know that you love him, and you never demonstrate, you know, that you love him, and you treat him like a human being instead of a, you know, an animal that you're caging, of course he's going to react like that. That was a normal reaction for someone that's been in a cage too long, and when it was never meant to be in the cage. So it's just interesting. There's many examples of this, but when I saw this man on the TV, it was a video of the man that was involved in that revival for 20 plus years. And I'm not going to be mentioning names, but when I saw him, that's what I heard the Holy Spirit say, disqualified. And I don't know about you, but I don't want to run a race where at the end, I think I'm going to, you know, be ranked in a certain order or at least cross the finish line and then hear the official say, disqualified. You know, let's not shipwreck our faith. Let's continue the faith. Let's examine ourselves to make sure we are in the faith. And then we'll make sure that when we cross that finish line, that we'll hear, well done, good and faithful servant. I think those are key things that, one, we have to show goodness to this world. And like the Bible says that, how can you say you love God but hate your brother that you do see? Because it says that God you can't see. So how can you say you love God but you hate your brother that you can actually see? So let's be diligent, let's be honest with ourselves and examine whether we're in the faith or if we're imposters.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.